Kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as Christ God forgave you, Ephesians 4:32. And from today's reflection, kindness begins with having self-compassion, because you can't extend what you don't give to yourself. Being compassionate to yourself and understanding I'm not perfect and I have to be able to forgive myself for things so that I can extend that to other people. This is important, especially as women and Black women, for sure, because we give, but who gives to us? Who gives the superhero the voice, and when does the superhero get a chance to recharge? There's a connection between not being kind when we feel tired and depleted, and being very kind when feeling abundant and taking care of ourselves. The kindest gift we can give to ourselves is to intentionally pull away, take the time to replenish, and fuel Black up. Whatever it is, taking a nap on a Sunday afternoon, or forgiving yourself and knowing that it's okay, that you don't have it all together. It may not always be the easiest thing to do, but it is always the kindest. And God, we come to you today in prayer on this, the fifth day of Girl Trek's 9-day prayer trek, with women gathered from all over this planet to praise you, to give you thanks, and to walk in community with each other. God, may you bless every single woman who has carved out the time, and may we find the kindness for ourselves that will then extend to each other. I say this prayer in the name of your Son's name, our Savior, my Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. And I welcome to the call, Morgan.
Hey, everybody.
Good morning, Morgan. How are you?
On an elevator.
Oh, my God.
I was hoping your prayer was a little longer. I'll be out in 6 floors.
Well, Morgan's on an elevator, y'all, because we are together in the same city, which isn't always true, but we met up yesterday, and we are here in a sacred place, in a sacred land. We are in Tulsa, Oklahoma. We are just blocks from Black Wall Street, and we are just blocks from where in 1912, the community of Black Wall Street, the vibrant, beautiful Black men and women who had pooled their resources together to stand up a beautiful town, were bombed and ran out of town, out of their neighborhood, and their houses were burned, and their children were killed, and it is the Tulsa Massacre. And it was, the Tulsa Massacre wasn't the end. I just wanted to let you know that those people came back, they rebuilt, and they rebuilt bigger and brighter and better than ever.
And then over the years, as has happened in Black communities all over this country, economic blight moved in, hardships moved in, all fueled intentionally by a government and a people who didn't want to see us thrive. And so the community has suffered losses, but it is not lost. It is a community that is so filled with spirit. And yesterday, Morgan and I were on Greenwood Avenue, which is the primary street where the bombing happened. And we were in the new museum that they have, and I read a small little caption, and it was a letter from a man whose friend had sent him a letter, and his friend sent him $40 and said, yo, you need to just leave there because it's not safe for you. And the guy wrote back and he said, you are right. It is not safe for me. And they have destroyed all of our things, but it was with spirit that we built those things. And it is with spirit that we will rebuild those things. And so I call for that spirit, the spirit that I feel. It's very heavy. I felt the spirit all night. I had a hard time sleeping. And it just feels like, y'all, we are on the precipice of something so big and so amazing. And I know it to be true on a global scale. I also know it to be true on an individual scale. And I'm going to tell you why, y'all, because we are celebrating something today. Morgan, do you know what we're celebrating today?
No. What? Why are you putting me on the spot? No, what's today?
Okay. We walked
good
on
morning,
Sunday.
Good morning.
Good morning. We walked on Sunday together. We walked on Monday together. We walked on Tuesday together. We walked on Wednesday together. Y'all, if you have walked with us in this prayer trek since Sunday, and this is day five days of walking in Girl Trek straight, we call that a streak. We call that a warrior week. We call that you are on the road to habit formation. We call that you have made it almost to your Girl Trek golden shoelaces, which is a major accomplishment in Girl Trek. So I just want to stop for a moment and celebrate, because there's a lot of new women who came to this community via this prayer trek, and you have never walked with us before. And that's why, y'all, today on this day when we are talking about kindness, and particularly the kindness that we give to ourselves, we are going to open up these lines today. So just as a reminder, star 9 to raise your hand, because I believe that over these 5 days, somebody got a testimony. I believe that over these 5 days, somebody has been transformed. I believe that somebody can speak to the power of what happens when you every single day carve out time for yourself, and we want to hear from you. So star 9 to raise your hands, because we want you to come in and we want you to bless the other women with your testimonies. And then, of course, we have the prayer line open. And so if you need to text in a live prayer call, a prayer so that we can request so that we can pray over you, you can do that. The number is 202-930-2063. So yeah, Morgan, we are celebrating that it's 5 days of walking, which is a major accomplishment.
In the spirit of kindness, I have no idea how we were supposed to guess that from Black Wall Street. Myself and everybody listening. I was just like, I'm trying to be there for you, sister, but I don't know what you're talking about. Y'all, here goes the fun part about Black Wall Street. Kindness is the ability to be who you are and not be in resistance to any of the forces that come, but that it is an act of gentleness, even when stuff is coming at you that seems crazy. That seems crazy, that seems calculated, that seems whatever. So the best part about, I skipped, as soon as I walked into the Black Wall Street Museum and saw the Ku Klux Klan robe, I was like, yeah, that's not for me. This direction right over here is not for me, because I already know that it takes me days to come down from that level of insult. And it's a visceral, energetic insult. And I have work to do. I can't live there. And we were just at the Legacy Museum in Alabama. It took me a month to rebound from that. I was just like, I can't. I know the story of Black Wall Street. We had a Black History Boot Camp episode about it. I can't go look at the Klan robes today. So I took the right, which was the emotional detour. It was labeled the emotional detour. If you can't look at the Klan outfits, I was like, yeah, let me be kind to myself and go to the right. I went to the right, y'all. It was marching bands. It was the Gap band. It was like Don't Believe the Hype. It was like Public Enemy. It was so good up in that room. So I just stayed in there the whole time. And the Gap Man, by the way, Charlie Wilson was fine when he was like 25. And there's a connection with my family, and I got to call my Uncle Bruce because I think Charlie Wilson's mama babysat my mama, or my mama babysat Charlie Wilson or something. There's something like that because we're from here. My family's from here. But fun fact, the Gap Band is named after Black Wall Street. Greenwood is the name of Black Wall Street. That's the name. Acorn is the street. I think it's Acorn. Don't give me. There's a street department. It's Acorn. Because Acorn Street is the intersection, and then Pine Street is the other GAP. Greenwood, Pine Street, and A Street. It's the Gap Band. They from here. Y'all know it's the Gap Band. And then they say, you dropped the bomb on me. Listen, why you want to?
I had no idea, y'all. I literally thought this was a song about somebody dropping good loving on you. I had no idea that this song was about the Tulsa Massacre.
Why you want, and I'm going to tell you about some resilience, y'all. That song be hitting. It's like, you know what? You took my money, you took the time. Now it's time to realize. I don't know the words, but it's something like that. It's something like that. So I just want to, celebrate the spirit of kindness that is in us as a people. I mean, it is the thing that I had the great, great, great fortune of spending time with a lot of people. Chance the Rapper and Dave Chappelle and Talib Kweli when they came to Ghana. And the thing that they were talking about mostly was how genuinely kind the people were in Ghana. Like, it wasn't performative. They didn't want nothing from you. People were just kind. And I was like, because we're just kind. We just really are. Even with the Klan burning stuff in our yard. Yeah. We are kind. You know, I don't know if I can tell this story. I don't think she'll mind. You know Coach Cass, when she moved to America, that the Klan burned a cross in front of her pop, in their yard?
No, I didn't.
I'm just talking about this generation. And do you see how kind that woman is? And so I'm just saying, y'all, do not let somebody get you outside of your character. We have to ask God to guide our words every day because it is, I mean, biting the hook of defensiveness, biting the hook of anger and rage, or biting the hook of indifference is unkind. It's unkind. And I have been really, ever since we had the episode on silence in Black History Boot Camp, I have just really been like asking God to like, I've been putting my mom's blessed oil on my actual tongue. Like, God, just settle my tongue. Just because you know it, oh, God, no discipline. I can't wait for day. What is that? No, I'm a discipline. Because I just got a sharp little tongue. I just be, like, saying stuff real quick. Y'all know I'll be interrupting. I got stuff to say. Part of that is my anointing. So I have to be really careful because I do want to speak truth to power. And truth is one thing. And kindness is truth, by the way. Kindness is, I was listening to one of my Bible app things this morning, 360-something. Lectio? 360 Lectio. And 365 Lectio, because it's all days of the year, 365 Lectio. And they were talking about how Paul, when Paul was accused of leading a like insurrection or a revolution in Egypt, they accused him of all this stuff. And he kept it simple. And he said, I am Paul of Judea or wherever he's from, Tarsus. And that's it. That's the kindness. He didn't shrink. He just declared the truth. And I tell you, when you are being accused of things, if you just say the truth as simply as possible and not defend, not feel the need that you don't need to defend. You are who you are, but be kind. Mm-hmm. And the last thing I will say is that words are so injurious. We think that like abuse comes in the form of like actual physicality. And like shaking people and hitting people. And it comes in that form too. And sisters, if you are experiencing abuse, I beg you to talk to a friend and just speak it or just write it down what you are experiencing so that you can look at it from a distance. You can look at it from a distance and make the decision that is healthiest and safest for you. And I will tell y'all, words are so abusive. The lack of words, the lack of I love you, the lack of you are good, congratulations, and the pushing in of words that are not for you. And I am saying we can only control ourselves. And so I am begging somebody on this line to mind your words with your children today.
Yeah.
Because hurt people hurt people. And we will never have a generation of lovers if we don't have a language of love. And you right now are teaching your children.
That got to go on the quote, Marcy. That one got to go on the quote. On Instagram. That was good. We can't have a generation of lovers. Whatever Morgan just said, it is so true.
Because I feel like we'd be trying to be kind, but we don't even have the words for it. They weren't even sewn into us as children. We want to compliment one another, but it comes out as biting criticism. We want to say thank you, but we laugh instead. We want to, you know what I mean? We want to say I'm rooting for you, but instead it comes across, I don't know if that could work. We don't even know the words of kindness because our mothers didn't speak kindly to us. And as I stand on my motherland, where my mother desegregated her school, and my grandmother gave birth in the middle of poverty as she was a farmer and on an abandoned school bus here in Oklahoma, and my grandmother was a sharecropper, I am telling you that my foremothers did not have a language of kindness. And I have been pleading with God. And my mom's birthday was yesterday, and I asked God for whatever struggles she had, whatever she did, that I would be the bounce from that I would get a vibrational bounce from her desire to be good, even if it didn't come out that way. And my mom is joyful, Vanessa can attest, she's kind, but she's kind in a Libra kind of way. Very kind of, you know, she's just very shy and like not that, and she doesn't give, she protects herself. She doesn't, because her mother, and I just learned something about those women that I named recently around just not being kind to their daughters. And so I don't want that for me, and I don't want that for us. So as a personal testimony and plea of someone who is trying to eke out words that build bridges and asking the Holy Spirit to just occupy my mouth. It's just be like, hold on my mouth. It's like, oh, Holy Spirit, this ain't you. And waking up every morning to walk like a champion, talk like a champion. Like, I'm just really, really trying to. And I ask everybody out there to try and mind your words to today, just today. Just only speak love and kindness today. And see what that does for your mood. Sorry,
Morgan, everything you're saying, don't apologize, please, because somebody needed to hear
Thank
all of
you.
That.
Thank you.
And every single thing that you're saying, it reminds, it's so important. And for me, it matters most because, and one of my favorite quotes is, if your compassion does not include yourself, it's incomplete. And I say that because we can, that internalized thing that you're talking about, we then don't know how to give kindness back to ourselves, never mind somebody else. We don't know how to speak loving kindness over ourselves. We don't know how to give ourselves grace. We don't know how to allow ourselves forgiveness for our own mistakes. We hold ourselves to such a high bar. And y'all, I'm a Virgo, so wherever y'all bar is, my bar just, make it come back down, y'all. Just make it come back down.
Just bring the bar down.
Just bring it down. It ain't even that necessary, Vanessa. It ain't like, I talk to myself like this now. I just be like, girl, it ain't even that necessary. You are absolutely, like, I talk kindness to myself at nighttime.
Yeah.
One of the things that I was working with a coach, and one of the things she taught me is like a review of the day, right? And go back in reverse over all the things. And if there are things that have happened in the day that didn't even happen how you want it, reimagine it in a different way so that you go to sleep with different energy. And as part of that, when you have won, when you have succeeded, celebrate yourself. And it could be the tiniest little things. Like, it literally, like this morning happened to me because I was like,
ooh, I was felt tired, but then I was like, no, let me get out of the bed. Let me do it. And I did one thing that I wanted to do. And then I did a little yoga. And then I was just like, girl, you just really, you just do it. You just out here. You just trying. Like,
yeah,
little.
Yeah, you do it.
Yes. I speak like that because no one spoke to me like that ever in my life. Ever in my life.
Yeah.
Ever in my life did somebody speak to me like that. And so you have to give yourself the words that nobody gave you sometime. You have to extend to yourself the kindness that you have never experienced. And I know it's hard to source it out of the ether, but I think that's one of the beautiful things about being in community with other people. I've been able to watch other women do it for themselves. I've been able to learn from other women who do it for themselves and see it. But you cannot be out there. And first of all, by the way, y'all, sometimes you think you're being kind, but you got them like, ooh, it ain't nothing worse than somebody who think they being kind, but then they got that kind of like short energy demeanor thing. It's like, don't do that. So, because that means you're really not giving kindness to yourself. And so
here's the thing. And this is why this is why my favorite Girl Trek shirt in all of Girl Trek history is the Joy and Justice shirt. Shout out to DeAndre. Shout out to us for coming up with the slogan. And it is because it's our agenda. And part of the reason why we can wear the words of kindness but have the energy of anger is because there's no justice. And so it is, and we are practicing joy as a veneer to injustice. And that then feels, it feels like it has some integrity to it, right? And what I am saying is it does, but it does not have, it isn't moving anything. It isn't energetically floating you to a higher place. And so part of the problem, Vanessa, is that it's hard to be kind in the fiery furnace. It's hard to be kind when you are being baked alive and it feels unfair. So it's hard to look at your kind self, which is your natural self, which is your beautiful self. And I believe the people who are listening to this, there are very few people who are just wicked, who are just like, she's just rotten to the core. There's very few people I've even met in life who are like that. Mm-hmm. And most of us are kind and loving, but in the cauldron of injustice, it feels like you are not enough, right? Mm-hmm. So, and when it feels like you are not enough to fight the onslaught that's coming toward you or the energy, and you are tired and you are weary, then you can't speak kindness over yourself because you feel like you are failing in the race for justice. And in a failure posture, you can't speak kindly to yourself. You're angry and disappointed. So everything you do is, everything you say is laced with disappointment. Every time you say have a good day to your kids, it's laced with disappointment. Every time you say to your partner, it's good, we good, it's laced with disappointment. Because you don't think you're going to have a good day, because you don't think you're good, you don't think it's good, because the injustice and all of the evidence around you tells you it's not. And so I don't want to gaslight people for feeling, and I'm not suggesting you are, Vanessa, I know exactly what you were saying, and you were very clear, but I also don't want to color this picture in a vacuum, like just be joyful, click your heels 3 times. And I know this to be true, that there are enough of us, a critical mass listening right now, who are stomping out a new blueprint for survival. And in that, that includes policy change and systems change and narrative change and our own behavior change, that we can radicalize the systems that mute out our gentleness, that mute out our kindness, that mute out our love. And we better be practiced in the bloom. When the concrete breaks up, be practiced at orienting toward the sun. So I don't want, we have been firebombed, Vanessa. And then asking the victims to be kind feels cruel. And so that's where grace comes in, right? That sometimes you just got to give grace and be silent. Mm-hmm. And sometimes when people are unkind to you, you have to give grace and understand what they've been through that particular day. So I just, and especially the short ones. Especially
and you have to.
No. Go ahead.
You go.
I was just saying because I called you yesterday and I was getting my nails done, and the girl was so mean. The girl was so mean to me. She was so mean for no reason. She was like, you late. And I was like, ma'am, I just got the text a minute ago. Look at my phone. And she was like, I'm going to take this white lady. And then she was just like, the white lady was like, no, you can take her. Sorry, allies, but this is how we talk. And I was just like, and then I convinced her, but she was so tight about it. And then she's like, paint my nails. And it's just like, and she's like, hold both your hands over here. And I was like, at the same time, because I was texting with this hand, and she was just like, hold them both over here. She was so tight and so mean. And I was just like, okay. And then I'm just like, and then I started imagining what she must be feeling inside. And imagining what her day must feel like, and imagining what her objectives for this moment, to get through this moment, must feel like. And then I just relaxed, and then I just turned myself in. And then the most insulting thing actually is when the white woman came, she had spaciousness that I didn't have as a Black woman to engage this woman, to like, yesterday I woke up at 7, did boot camp, flew across the country and had 5 meetings. One that was consequential to bring a resources or girl check. That was my day yesterday. So I didn't have the spaciousness to be like, so see, okay, what are you planning for today? Blah, blah, blah. I didn't have it. And she didn't have it. And all of that is injustice. And the fact that this white woman had spaciousness to be kind to this woman who was clearly being rude to everybody also almost hurt me more. Because I was like, I want to be that for her, but I'm tired. And she insulted me. Do you understand what I mean? So this is cyclical. And I don't want it to feel like an agency that just you out there are not a good person. Look into your mirror and speak goodness into yourself. No, we going out into the battlefield every day. And so that's why you need all of these fruit of the spirit. That's why you need long suffering. That's why sometimes you've got to put that joy in them and turn up the gap band. Sometimes these are tools that you have to have in your tool belt to use. So that's all I wanted to say, V.
Yeah, all of that. I hear all of that, and it rings very true. And what I was going to say is that, and it's why it's imperative that we get in communion with God, because there is a source of abundance there. And I do genuinely believe that when we carve out the time to be in communion, to settle our souls and spirits, to make eye contact with our emotions and feelings, to give space for the rage and the anger and allow it to come out and give it air. On the other side of that is the peace that surpasses all understanding that we just talked about, that then I think can usher in a kindness that sources from some other different place. And actually, we are going to have our guest for today. We had another guest, and that guest fell through the cracks, and as God would have it, somebody from our own community, Jasmine Darby, had raised her hand to say, I want to pray. And I was like, wow, what alignment that this person, this young woman who I'll tell you about in a minute, who Morgan and I have known since she was young, the Darbys are sourcing kindness from some place that is deep down. It's some sort of like otherworldly source. And we encounter people like that, right? We encounter people like that. And I think it's because they have connected with with that peace, and they have connected with that source, and they have connected with that spirit in a way that they are able to transcend the everyday in the everyday wounds, the everyday cuts, the everyday hurts, the everyday things that are so real, that make you want to holler, y'all, that make you want to shout. I grew up in a household, I tell people, there was not a holiday in my household that did not end in a fist fight. And it was like one of those things where it would be so quick. It would be like everybody is in the kitchen laughing, it seems like, and then the voice gets a little, and then boom. And it's like, because it's just right there under the surface. And so we got both we have a lot of work to do in this world, just like Morgan is saying, around bringing justice to us, because it's too much to hold all the time that we can just experience it and then be smiley and bright. We can't. And also, we better know that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, and create the time and the union that we need so that we can source abundance from something different. And it's the power of what we are doing on this 9-day prayer trek. So I'm so grateful for this kindness conversation, Morgan. I'm so grateful for everything that you just shared, because every single thing we're saying is true. It's a both and situation. It really, really is.
I think that's beautiful. And I'm so glad. I'm so glad Jasmine's praying.
Before we bring in Jasmine, I have promised the people, and we got so many hands raised, and we got to hear some voices, because y'all, you have been DMing us, you have been texting us, you have been calling us, you have been posting on your social media, and this is a community. And so I just want to bring in two or three callers. I'm hoping y'all got a praise report. I'm hoping that you got a reflection maybe on kindness. I'm hoping maybe days and you get in this warrior week. By the way, you can go to girltrek.org and hit claim your victory. And if you have never claimed a free Girl Trek t-shirt and getting your warrior week, you can do it now and get one in like 3 weeks in your mailbox. So I just want to.
I just found the most beautiful building that I think needs to be the headquarters of our Black Wall Street Walking Tours right over here. I'm just saying, let's put it up for the air. Y'all pray on that. Pray on that. It looks like a historic building right here. I'm just saying, a million Black women should own this one right here, too. I got to look up the history. Let me look up the history of this building right here.
Somebody from our community, we're going to bring in two or three voices, and I'm going to announce the church winner, and then we're going to have Miss Jasmine Darby of Houston, Texas pray for us. So do we have somebody who is coming in on the line?
I never ever had enough.
Somebody send me the words.
Somebody send Morgan the words to the captain. Look, Tyree's gonna cue it up. We're gonna play it at the end. We're just gonna play it all out so we can all get the words. That's what we need. Tyree dropped the bomb on me. Yes.
Young one, Tyree, it's called You Dropped the Bomb on Me. It's a group called the Gap Band that I know you ain't heard of. So all our young checkers out there, bring a friend along. Tell them this is generational healing. Tell them that you can walk in the footsteps of your elders and Girl Trek, and that y'all about to be the voice and the face and the energy and the spirit of this next wave of activism and Girl Trek, and come on.
Right. That's right. That's right. Do we have somebody on the line walking with us today? Hello.
Hello.
Good morning, sister. What's your name? Where are you calling from? What's your testimony?
Good morning. So it's not a testimony. I just want to say this real quick. I'm an information type of person, and I just love the fact that what GAP stands for. And I'm of that generation of that song as well, and I could not believe that that's what that stands for. So because I love information, I'm going to share that everywhere, however many people.
Let me find the right names for you. Everybody send the lyrics. I'm going to find the right name. Greenwood. Let me look on that Google.
Look, we have really done black. We out here educating the masses. We out here praying over folks.
Yes.
I just want to let y'all know that we a triple threat, double quadruple threat movement.
Yes.
We out here doing God's work, like classroom work, health work, justice work. Like, we doing all the work, and we done just
educating people. Yes, and you have done that with the black history you used to do, so you're still doing it. God bless you. Thank you, sister.
Tell them the right streets, Morgan. Because earlier you didn't say Archer. Tell them the right streets.
No, that's ignorant. I mean, sometimes you gotta fill in the blank till you get the blank. All right, here we go. The Gap Band. That's from Black Wall Street area, the Greenwood District, Tulsa, Oklahoma. GAP stands for Greenwood, which is the street that got burned down in Black Wall Street in the Tulsa Massacre. Greenwood, Archer, and Pine. That is the district of Black Wall Street. Greenwood, Archer, and Pine, and they call themselves the GAP Band. And that's Charlie Wilson, Uncle Charlie, the young generation may know Uncle Charlie.
My name is Charlie, last name Wilson.
Look, come on, yes.
And my mama may have babysat him. So that's the room. And my mama may have
babysat him. And somebody at Girl Tech done dated the man. Look, you know, right. We already know y'all. Just raise your hand to him. Come on, give us a tea. Tyree, do we got somebody else out there? Bring them on. Do we have another sister on the line walking with us? Yeah. And the Detroit Pistons are staying in the hotel with us working, and I saw a lot of them.
Listen, speaking of kindness to your man, just look straight, because yesterday I saw them out in the street from Detroit.
I saw the only five who I got on the elevator this morning, and I just was overwhelmed, so I just looked ahead, and then I just said, good morning, and then I said, good morning, and then I was just like, just be kind to your man. That's exactly what I was thinking.
I was out walking in Black Wall Street, and they was out taking pictures, and the sun was shining, the sky was blue, and I was like, "Ooh, the NBA is good to us."
Good morning. I think we have a sister on the line.
Good morning. How's everybody?
Good morning, sis. What's your name? Where are you calling from? We hear your doggy in the background.
Oh yeah, my name is Janice. I'm from Philadelphia. I'm out walking though this morning, and my testimony. Well, first, I'd like to start by praising God and thanking Him for waking me this morning and having this wonderful time and energy and spirit in my body to get out and to share time with you all. So let me do that first off. But my testimony is one of divine alignment, because I have never heard of Girl Trek until Sunday. My wife was like, you know what? We walk every Sunday. Let's do Girl Trek, because they have a walk in prayer, and I think it would benefit greatly from that. Well, we walked on Sunday, and I loved every second of it. I mean, I was rejoicing, I was clapping my hands, I was stomping my feet, and praising the Lord in community. And then my mother had been sick with cancer and passed away on Monday afternoon.
Oh my God.
And what has gotten me through to this point today is by listening to all of you girls over and over again, and filling my heart with love, filling my heart with understanding, compassion, praise for myself and my mother, who I had a very particular relationship with, and I was blessed to be able to care for her in her last years. And I told her what an honor it was to serve her in that way. So I just want to thank you for being here, Girl Trek, for everyone that can hear, and for opening hearts, and for giving grace, and for allowing us to give ourselves grace in prayer at the same time while we're walking. So for that, I feel very much aligned, and I want to thank y'all. So thank you very much.
What is your name?
My name is Jennifer.
Thank you so much, Jennifer. Thank you so much for just coming to the pavement with us. We are your new sisterhood. We are your new community. We welcome you with open arms, and we just send love to you as you mourn the loss of your mother, but then also just celebrate the time that you had with her and the life that she had. Thank you for sharing that.
And I'm so grateful that you have your doggy, who is clearly loving you right now. The dog is like, I don't know what's happening right now, but somebody's sad, and I got to help. And I'm just like, I love dogs. And that kind of unconditional love, I saw a video about how dogs, it don't matter if you don't left them all day. As soon as you come back, they love you so much. And that's what we really need to cultivate. It was Neil deGrasse Tyson. I'm so sorry for your loss. And I'm going to ask Jasmine, if she can especially pray for you, Jennifer, and everyone who is experiencing grief, because it is particularly hard to practice all of these fruit in a season of grief. And so, but it is imperative. It is imperative. So I ask that God would do that.
Really,
yeah.
Thank
you so much. So thank you for calling, sis. Yep. Do we have time for one more caller, Vanessa?
Yeah. Let's take one more. Okay. Let's take one more caller. Wow.
Vanessa, there's a mural of Aretha Franklin right here, and she looks so gorgeous. And it's the Gap Man. I'm going to see if I can take a picture and put it on. But it's so beautiful. Oh, she looks on a building.
Did you walk
gorgeous.
Over to the breakfast? I have to left. I just I got to walk. Okay, good.
Yeah, I'm out here walking, girl. It's a beautiful day. Listen, I need to move to Tulsa. I'm saying
I'm sitting here. I know. The sunrise was so gorgeous this morning. And it's like the colors in the sky. I literally was like, wow, there is just something powerful. It feels like a vortex here. So, yeah.
And it's not ever a coincidence when things like Black Wall Street happen. There's something about the land and the sacredness of it. And you know how you walk in a house and it's like the right level of ceiling height for you? This feels like the right level of sky for me. Like
that's
I feel
right.
very relaxed.
That's exactly the way I describe it too. Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All right. We have one last caller on the line with us. Hey, sister, what's your name? Where are you calling from? Let us know what your testimony is.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Janelle. I'm calling from New York City. And I do have a testimony. Like, first and foremost, I really just want to thank you so much for doing this. Over the past 5 days, I have just been renewed in spirit and energy and in purpose. This sisterhood has been just everything I needed. You know, everybody's talking about finding your tribe and things like that. And I really just outgrown everything and everyone around me. Today in speaking on kindness, it really was alignment because I was having a conversation with my sister this morning. And we, you know, when we were younger, our mother, she was on drugs, she didn't take care of us. And now she's, you know, been clean 20 years, praise God. And, you know, she was talking about how my mom was telling her something about how she's raising her son. And she, you know, snapped at her. And it just made me think about kindness and forgiveness because on the surface, you know, we feel like we did forgive her. We're not holding or harboring any resentment. But it must be something that we're holding on to. And when you ladies today spoke about having that grace and kindness for yourself, that really rang true and hit home because I don't want to be snapping at my mom and you guys were saying, you know, watch how you spoke to your kids today. Watch how you spoke to your parents because they have the ability to also be those triggers at times that can take you out of your character. And you don't want to be that way. You love them, you know. And so I just wanted to say I'm very grateful for all of the lessons that I've been learning over the past few days and just the tools that I'm going to be able to have to connect to the spirit and to connect to the energy within me that is kind and forgiving and loving in those instances where, you know, I feel like I'm being triggered. So thank you very much for that.
Yes, thank you for sharing your testimony. Thank you. And blessings to you, your mom, your sisters, everyone. It's a beautiful testimony. And I'm so grateful that your mom is clean and sober over 20 years and that you are getting renewed through this.
Yeah. It also reminds me that kindness is buoyancy. You have to have the kind that you can't be. It is hard to give kindness when you are when you're flat on your back or when you feel tight. You know what I mean? Because your reaction is defense, and particularly with your parents, it's defense. And so this is the practice, is to stay in a posture where your feet, you know, like if you're standing too stiff and you don't have any bend in your knees, right, and somebody pushes you, you're gonna either snap back at them or you're gonna fall, right? But if you keep some bend in your knees, right, somebody can push you, you'd be like, whoa, you can observe, right? This beautiful sister that I met at TED Women last week, her name is Dr. Keisha, shout out to you, Dr. Keisha, said that between cause and effect, you have to put pause and reflect. So somebody says something that pushes you, instead of just cause, effect, you come back with a snappy something, right? You just get the cause where you push, and between cause and effect, you pause and reflect. And I thought it was really, really good. And I was like, okay, let me try to put in a pause and a reflection. Like, what did my mother really mean when she said that? Or she has no idea how much that triggered me from my childhood. Let me just tell her the truth, maybe, but let me find the kind words to say it. If all of that could happen, which is honoring yourself, which is kind to yourself, which is truth telling before you respond, that's when your knees are bent. So let's just think about what our posture is in our walk in life.
Yes. Amen. 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 All right, y'all. It's about that time where we are going to bring on our special guest to pray. And as she is coming on the line, I'll introduce her in a minute.
Church winner. I got it. That's what I'm saying.
I did not plan that Jasmine Darby, who is from Houston, Texas, and also our church winner, it's not Jasmine's church, is from Houston, Texas, but a channel stand up. Because today's church winner is Faith Capital Church. Faith Capital Church, and their crew leader is Nadia Riggs. So shout out to Nadia Riggs and her crew at Faith Capital Church. We will be investing $1,000 into your church health ministry. It's a tithe. It's a thank you. Thank you for walking with us. And hopefully we have on the line, her name is Miss Jasmine Darby. She is the prayer and care mission coordinator at Woodlands Church in Houston, Texas. She is an organizer with the Girl Trek movement and has been an organizer with the Girl Trek movement since she was in her teens. Her entire family, the Darby family, walks with the Girl Trek. Her twin sister, Haley Darby, is on staff in the Girl Trek movement and leading our youth engagement work. And Jasmine is so blessed. I was thinking about this, Morgan. I was like, people often tell us like, oh, you two have an anointing over your life. And I was just like, I wonder when Jasmine and Haley knew they had an anointing over their lives, because I think you and I knew as soon as we met them, and we had to have met them when they were just like, I don't know, 17 years old or 18 years old or somewhere.
I met them in the club. That's what you need to know. They was like 17 at the club. And I was like, who are some babies at the back of the club? Like, first of all, why is there a Girl Trek event at the club? Number one, because it's an active club happening around us. Number two, who are some babies back there, and are they twins? That's what I remember so specifically. It was in New Orleans.
Jasmine, are you there with us?
Yes, ma'am. I am here.
Good morning. How are you, sister?
Good morning. I'm so good. I'm so blessed to be able to join in on this call. I've been so thankful and encouraged by this conversation. And even as you spoke about, like, when did they know that they had an anointing on them? From childhood, like, the Lord has just been so kind to Haley and I from the very beginning. And as we like speak about kindness today, I'm like, God, your kindness has always been there. It has always been there. So thank you so much for saying that.
Oh, I love that, Haley. I love what you just said.
Thank you. Bring the whole spirit in, girl, because I know you know how to pray. I'll be watching
Please offer a prayer for us.
Yes, I would love to pray. Lord, gosh, we just thank you for who you are, Father. We thank you that it is with your kindness that you woke each of us up today, Father God. It is your kindness that we have breath in our lungs this morning, that we're able to walk and talk and have community, Father God. We thank you just for loving us with your kindness, Lord. We thank you with all of your power, Lord, with all of your glory, God, with all of your, you know everything that's happening, Father God. You know every single detail of our lives, God. You truly made the heavens and the earth, Father God, and everything in between, Father. We thank you with even all of that power, Father God, you still choose to be kind to us, God. You still choose to be kind to us, God. You are not an abusive God. You are not a forceful God. You are a God of kindness and gentleness, Lord. And so today we come to you, Lord, and we pray for every single woman or individual listening on this line tonight, Father God, this morning. Father, we pray, Father God, that they would have a true experience of your kindness, Lord. We truly cannot give out kindness without first receiving it from you, Lord. And so I pray for softened hearts this morning, God.
I pray, Lord, that whatever needs healing in the hearts of your daughters, Father God, that you would touch their hearts, that you would touch their bodies, that you would touch their minds, Lord, so that they would be able to receive your kindness, and then it could go forth in this world, Father God. We thank you for the relationships, Father God, the parent and children relationships, the spousal relationships, the family members, the friends, Lord, those relationships that need healing, and that you want to plant kindness, Lord, through those relationships, Father God. We thank you that even today, Lord, that there will be people at the sound of my voice, Father God, that are going to come into reconciliation and restoration, Father God, in their relationships because of the kindness that you're putting into their hearts now, Father God. I thank you, Lord, that in the face of injustice, God, we can trust your character of justice, Father God. We can trust you that you are our defender, that you are our rescuer, our redeemer, Father God. And that word injustice seems too heavy, Father God. The hurt seems too heavy, Father God. The burden seems too heavy to overcome, Lord. We know that we can trust you, Lord, to lift off that heavy yoke, Father God, to lift off that heavy burden, Father God. Lord, we thank you that it is your son, Jesus, that has set us free for freedom, Father God, not for anger, not for bitterness, not for resentment, not for unforgiveness, but for freedom, Lord, you have set us free. And so, Father, I just bind the spirit of anger. I bind the spirit of criticism. I bind the spirit of generational hurt, Lord. I bind the spirit of injustice, Lord. And we just loosen, Lord. We loosen kindness, Father, in the hearts of your children today, Father. We loosen kindness in our communities, Lord. We pray right now, Lord, that you would give your daughters vision today of what kindness looks like in their own households, what kindness looks like towards themselves, Lord, what kindness looks like in their families, Lord, what kindness looks like in their workplaces, their communities, Lord, what kindness looks like in their nation, Father God. We pray right now that you would be giving people vision and strategy and clarity on what it looks like to walk in faith, to see kindness. Just take over our communities, Father God. We thank you, Lord, that kindness also leads us to repentance. It is not condemnation that leads us to repentance and receiving forgiveness. It is your kindness that leads us to that, Lord. And so, Lord, I pray wherever forgiveness is needed within ourselves, within our relationships, Lord, I pray that it would be your kindness that motivates that action, Father God. Lord, I pray, just as Morgan spoke earlier, Father God, that you would tame our tongues, Lord, that we would not forget that you have given us the power of life and death in our tongues, Lord. And so, Father, I pray that we would be able to speak life going forward, and that you, good teacher, Lord, if we have never been taught, you are a good teacher, Lord. May we sit at your feet and learn the way of kindness. That we would learn how to speak kindness, Lord. Father, we love you. We thank you, God, for who you are. We thank you for what you are doing in the Girl Trek movement. We thank you that each step, Father God, is for your glory. It's for your goodness, Father God. Lord, we thank you that we will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living, Father God. That is still a promise that you have made to your sons and daughters, God. And we believe that we will see it, Lord. And we thank you that you will use your Holy Spirit and that you will use the fruit of your kindness, Lord, to make that come to pass, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for who you are. We thank you for your faithfulness. It's in Jesus' mighty name that I pray these things. Amen.
Man. Yo, I gotta put that prayer on repeat. Girl. You better pray and bind them spirits. You better loosen up that love. Oh, yeah. Thank you. Amen. 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 I was over here with my hands raised all up in Black Wall Street. People looking at me. I don't care. I ain't ashamed of the gospel. Yes, and I'm so proud of you. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for that's why we need young people in this movement. Thank you, God, for the clarity. Thank you, God, for the spirit. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Girl, you better pray. Girl, I'm going to play that every morning for about a month. Thank you so much. Oh, it touched me so much. Thank you. Thank you. Vanessa? Loud out here. Sorry, y'all.
I'm here.
Vanessa, I love you, my sister, and the speak of kindness. Yes. Oh, here's, I don't read the lyrics, and you're right. It is about some good loving, but I think it's like the Angelo song, Brown Sugar, that's about good loving, but also it's about
double entendre. Yeah,
it's about a double entendre.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
And I think it's also like what Brandon does with Trap Yoga, where it's like softening something that is so painful in our history by converting it and transmuting it into love. So that's my theory. That's my dissertation. Oh, you dropped the bomb on me. Bada Gap Band, Greenwood, Archer, and Pine. All right, here we go. Here we go. Let's play it out, y'all. Have a great day.
We'll be back tomorrow, y'all. Tag somebody in if this blessed you.
You're